You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Genesis chapter 46, and we'll be reading from the New English Translation. So Israel began his journey, taking with him all that he had. When he came to Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. God spoke to Israel in a vision during the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." He replied, "Here I am." He said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I myself will certainly bring you back from there. Joseph will close your eyes." Then Jacob started out from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, their little children, and their wives in the wagons that Pharaoh had sent along to transport him. Jacob and all his descendants took their livestock and the possessions they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and they went to Egypt. He brought with him to Egypt his sons and grandsons, his daughters and granddaughters, all his descendants. These are the names of the sons of Israel who went to Egypt: Jacob and his sons, Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob. The sons of Reuben: Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon: Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. The sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah: Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Issachar: Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun: Sered, Elon, and Jalil. These were the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Paddan Aram, along with Dinah his daughter. His sons and daughters numbered 33 in all. The sons of Gad: Zephon, Haggi, Shuni, Esbon, Eri, Arodi, and Areli. The sons of Asher: Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Beriah, and Sarah their sister. The sons of Beriah were Heber and Malkiel. These were the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter. She bore these to Jacob, 16 in all. The sons of Rachel, the wife of Jacob: Joseph and Benjamin. Manasseh and Ephraim were born to Joseph in the land of Egypt. Asenath, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of On, bore them to him. The sons of Benjamin: Bela, Beker, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Muppim, Huppim, and Ard. These were the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob, 14 in all. The son of Dan: Hushim. The sons of Naphtali: Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalem. These were the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel his daughter. She bore these to Jacob, 7 in all. All the direct descendants of Jacob who went to Egypt with him were 66 in number. This number does not include the wives of Jacob's sons. Counting the two sons of Joseph who were born to him in Egypt, all the people of the household of Jacob who were in Egypt numbered 70. Jacob sent Judah before him to Joseph to accompany him to Goshen. So they came to the land of Goshen. Joseph harnessed his chariot and went up to meet his father Israel in Goshen. When he met him, he hugged his neck and wept on his neck for quite some time. Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face and know that you are still alive." Then Joseph said to his brothers and his father's household, I will go up and tell Pharaoh, my brothers and my father's household, who were in the land of Canaan, have come to me. The men are shepherds. They take care of livestock. They have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. Pharaoh will summon you and say, What is your occupation? Tell him, Your servants have taken care of cattle from our youth until now, both we and our fathers, so that you may live in the land of Goshen. For everyone who takes care of sheep is disgusting to the Egyptians. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Father, we thank you for this reunion that we see taking place in this portion of Scripture between Joseph and Jacob. We could only imagine the emotions that both of these men were feeling as this reunion was facilitated in your providence. But we're grateful, Father, for what we see here. And we're grateful for the promises that you made to Jacob, assuring him that you would continue to be with him. Even though his family was traveling to a new land, you were going to take care of his family. You were going to provide for them there. And you were going to make them a great nation. And Father, we see that you have fulfilled that promise. And likewise, Father, even as we think about all the things that you promised here and the reunion that you facilitated between Jacob and Joseph, we are likewise grateful, Father, for the fact that we have been reconciled to you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. We were distant from you. We were far away. At one point, we were living as if you didn't even exist. Yet now, through your Son, we have been reconciled to you. We who were far away have been brought near. And we're grateful, Father, that you have accomplished this, and that we have the privilege to live our lives in your presence for all eternity. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your love. And thank you for being a kind and compassionate God who has given us so much more than what we deserve. We appreciate this all, and we thank you for your presence with us today. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. During the course of the week, we take time to regularly pray for those who are part of our podcast community. If you would like us to be in prayer for a specific need or concern, please send us a quick message via the contact link at desirejesus.com, and we'll be happy to pray for your need this week. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, you can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing. I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.